Hey, Rumi. What's up? Are you busy right now? I'd kind of like to ask you something. We've been learning about something in class, and, we've practiced it a bit, but we didn't get to do it properly. It's pretty cool, and I'd really like to try it on you. The professor said I had a real knack for it. Massage therapy? Yeah, massage therapy. I want to practice my massage skills on you. Come on, please. Pretty please. Oh, really good, I promise. Magic hands. Awesome, you're the best. All right. So just make yourself comfortable, and I'll be right with you. I'm just going to put on a little music to help set the mood. How's that? It's okay if you don't really hear it. It's only there to provide a bit of background. I'm going to have you listen to my voice anyway. Now. Let me just dim the lights a little too, and we're all set. I'm gonna come and stand behind you, okay? Don't look at me, silly. Just look straight ahead. That's better. I'd like you to pick a spot on the wall and focus your eyes on it. Pick something right above eye level. Keep your head straight and look slightly upwards with your eyes. Hey, which one of us is the psych major here again? I know what I'm doing. Trust me. This is how it's done. Maybe you've just never had a proper massage before. Now shush. Just do as I say. All right? Good boy. That wasn't so difficult, now was it? Now, let me get started on loosening up your muscles. I'm going to begin with your shoulders, gently pressing my fists into the muscles at first, working them loose with my knuckles, pushing a little deeper into the muscles with my thumbs. How does that feel? Is the pressure okay? All right. You know, a good massage doesn't just relax the body, but the mind too. That's why I'm having you stare at that spot on the wall. By having you look above eye level, your eyes naturally want to look down again, so you have to concentrate a bit to keep focusing on the right spot. And while you're busy doing that, you're not really thinking of anything else. That's kind of the point, really. There's also the fact that it's somewhat tiring on the eyes. It's the same basic idea as progressive muscle relaxation. You know, tensing up the muscles before letting go again, by temporarily increasing the tension, by tiring out the muscles. They feel so much better when you let go. Speaking of tiring things out, your eyes must be getting tired too by now. Yeah, I can tell. They're getting tired and heavy. That's all right. I need you to keep your eyes open for a little while longer, though. The longer you focus on that spot, the better it's going to feel when your eyes finally close. It's gonna feel so very good, trust me. It won't take much longer either. Just want to give you a small demonstration of that relaxation technique I was talking about first. Gonna move my hands up your neck to the side of your head. Massage your temples for a moment. Ah, just like this. Bring your temples with my fingertips. While I do this, I'd like you to tense up your upper back and your shoulder blades. Pull back your shoulders. Don't forget to keep your eyes on that spot on the wall. And push your shoulder blades back as much as you can. Push out your chest and try to make your shoulder blades touch. Sit. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and release. There you go. It feels good, right? Yeah. Now take a deep breath in. Hold it. And let it out. And as I start to work the muscles of your back now, I want you to notice how wonderfully relaxed your back feels. So loose and limp and heavy. Just like your eyes are feeling so very heavy, you can barely keep them open anymore. But that's all right. You can close them very soon. Take another deep breath in. Hold it. And think about how good it's going to feel when you close your eyes. Breathe out. Close your eyes and relax. That's it. There you go. That feels good, doesn't it? Like a wave of relaxation spreading from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet. Keep breathing deeply. In and out. Relax. Good. Feel loose and limp and heavy and so very, very relaxed. And as wonderfully relaxed as you are right now, I can help you feel even better by doing just a little guided meditation. Feeling even better sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Yes, it's so very easy too. All you have to do is focus on the sound of my voice, listen, and follow my instructions. I want you to picture a staircase in your mind, large, ornate staircase leading down. See it in your mind and take a step down. That's it. Go down the stairs. Follow my instructions. Follow my voice. Follow it down, deeper and deeper down. Keep going down the stairs. Step by step by step. And as you go down the stairs, you notice how good it feels. How good it feels to do what I tell you, to follow my instructions. And maybe you notice that you're starting to feel somewhat drowsy. Maybe you notice that your head is starting to feel a little bit funny. That's perfectly normal. Perfectly all right. You've just never been this relaxed before. So you don't need to fight that feeling at all. And just let go and keep listening to my voice. Keep following my instructions. Keep going down the stairs. Step by step by step. As you keep going down the stairs, you can leave everything else behind. Let go of everything as you go deeper and deeper and... hypnotizing you? Of course not. I'm not trying to hypnotize you. You can't hypnotize someone against their will. Everybody knows that. Trust me, we're only doing a guided meditation. Just relax. Besides, if I wanted to hypnotize you, I would do it with a candle. I would put it right in front of you. A beautiful red tapered candle. You'd see it so very clearly, and I'd light it and tell you to look at the flame. But your eyes are closed right now, and they are so very heavy you couldn't open them if you tried. Not that you even want to try. You can't be bothered to. You're much too relaxed to do anything at all. You want to keep your eyes closed and just listen to my voice. And that means I'm not trying to hypnotize you. It means that everything is fine. Everything is perfectly fine. There is no red candle. There is no flame. I'm not trying to hypnotize you, but you can still picture what it would be like. Hypnotized. Imagine it. You're sitting on the sofa with a red candle in front of you. I'm leaning in behind you, talking softly into your ears, and you are focusing on the flame. Staring at it, focusing on it, it flickers and dances. You can see it so clearly. The candle, the flame, yes, it's so nice to look at, so calming. Just look at the flame, listen to my voice, and breathe. That's it. In and out. You're doing so well. And as you're sitting here, watching the candle, looking at the flame, thinking about what it would be like being hypnotized, you realize that you wanted it. You wanted to be hypnotized. You want me to hypnotize you. A yes for me, darling. Yes, you want me to hypnotize you. You can imagine it so vividly. I would tell you that you are getting drowsy, that your thoughts are slowing down, that your mind is becoming quiet and still, that your mind is like the candle flame, flickering in the dim light, dancing to the tune of my words. And I would tell you to focus on the flame. And when the candle goes out, so does your mind. Good boy. You've done very well. You followed my instructions perfectly, and I want you to keep doing that. And so do you, because following my instructions made you feel as good as you are feeling right now. And you know, if you keep listening to my voice, you keep following my instructions, you're going to feel even better. I'm going to make you feel even better, yes. So just listen and do what I say. I want you to imagine something for me. Listen and picture it in your mind. You are at home in the living room, right in front of you. You know what I look like. The most gorgeous woman you've ever met. You need to picture my face in your mind's eye. Picture my silky hair, my shapely mouth, my glossy lips. Watch them move as I form the words that are making you feel so very good. Listening and shining and looking so very kissable. Picture my striking cheekbones and my cute nose. And then picture my incredible eyes. Dramatic and piercing, compelling, utterly mesmerizing. You know them so well. Their shape, their color, all of the little details. You can see them so very clearly. Look into my eyes. Look deeply into my eyes. And you can see it. I am right in front of you. Looking, leaning in, looking down at you. Or looking up at me. Looking deeply into my eyes. I am talking to you, but you're just staring blankly ahead. Staring into my eyes. They're all you can see. Can't escape them. You don't want to. Yes, I'm hypnotizing you, honey. I'm finally hypnotizing you. You've wanted it for so long. You've wanted it more than anything. Last, it's happening. I'm hypnotizing you and it feels right. Taking control of your mind and you've never wanted anything more. To be in my power, to be under my control. And I can see that you find the idea exciting. It turns you on, doesn't it? Yes, I can see it does. It's only natural. Hypnosis is such a sexy thing. The idea that I could take control of your mind, that I could make you do anything I want, is so incredibly hot. And it's all right if it makes you so horny that you want to touch yourself. That's perfectly all right. You can go ahead and do that. This is a safe place. And you don't have to mind my presence at all. I'm entirely okay with it. I only want you to feel good. And it's also completely okay if you don't even move a muscle. And just relax. It's all fine. Whatever feels most comfortable to you. You can simply enjoy how wonderfully relaxed your body feels right now. You can go right ahead. Put your hand on your cock. Do what comes naturally. It's completely okay. You can bring yourself as much pleasure as you want. I just do not want you to come. You're not allowed to come. You can touch, you can stroke, you can rub, you can edge, but you cannot come. Not until I say you can. It's very important that you wait for my permission. And I know you will. Because you realize that I know what's best for you. Because you understand that following my instructions makes you feel better than anything else. Yes, just keep listening to my voice. Keep following my instructions. You feel better than you have ever felt before. Now, I want you to bring your attention back to that scene I was describing. You are at home in the living room. I am right in front of you, leaning in, looking down at you. That's curious, isn't it? But the reason is obvious. I'm looking down at you because you are kneeling. Kneeling before me, looking up at me, drowning in my eyes, hanging on to every word. Being utterly and deeply hypnotized. And I want you to know why you are kneeling. You are kneeling because I told you to kneel. Because when I tell you to do something, you do it. Because it feels natural to do what I say. It feels right. I speak and you listen. I lead and you follow. I command and you obey. Yes, because it feels right, because it feels good. Obeying my commands makes you feel good. It doesn't even matter what you do for me. Just the simple fact that you're doing it what I tell you, that you're obeying my commands. That's what makes you feel good. That's what brings you pleasure. Obedience is what brings you pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. Yes. Listen and obey, darling. Say it with me. Obedience is pleasure. Good boy, that's right. Obedience is pleasure. You are kneeling before me. Losing yourself in my eyes, repeating the same words over and over again. Obedience is pleasure. Obedience is pleasure. I am hypnotizing you and it feels wonderful. Taking you deeper and deeper and deeper with every word I say. And the deeper you go, the better it feels. And you are going deeper, deeper and deeper down. Because no matter how deep you go, you can always go deeper. Yes, go deeper. You are kneeling before me, hopelessly lost in my eyes, sinking into them, sinking deeper and deeper with every passing second. And as you are sinking, I cup your chin and lean in even closer. I bring your face so close to yours that our brows nearly touch, pinning you in place with my eyes, transfixing you. I make sure my eyes fill your entire world, and then I give you a command. I tell you to put your hand on your cock and stroke. It's a simple command, isn't it? one that you can easily obey. And so you do. Of course you do. You listen and you obey, because obedience is pleasure. And so you are kneeling in front of me. You are melting into my eyes. Your mind is going soft and pliable. And you are pleasuring yourself, stroking away at your cock. You are doing it because I told you to do it, because it brings you deeper under my control, and it feels so incredibly good. It feels good because it's making you mine. It feels good because you're following my commands, because obedience is pleasure, because you are submitting to my will. Yes, you are giving up control, giving it to me, surrendering your will to mine. Submitting to me. And we all know hypnosis can't make you do anything you don't want to do, so this must be what you want. You want to obey my every command. You want me to control your mind. You want to stroke your cock for me. And above all, you want to submit to me. I need you to say it. I want to submit. It's fine if you only mouth the words and say it in your head, but I do need you to say it. Say it. I want to submit. That's right. You want to submit. So submit to me. Give yourself to me. Your will, your mind, your everything. Give it all to me. Submit. Give in. Submit. Yes. Tell me you submit to me. I submit. Say it. I submit. Yes. Again. Good. Now I obey. Say it. I obey. Good. You submit and you obey. Say it. I submit and I obey. Yes, yes, you do. Keep repeating it. Believe it. Internalize it. Yes. You submit and you obey. Good boy. Yes. Tell me, what is it that you want to do for me? Good boy. You're doing so well. Only one last thing I would like you to do for me now. I would really love for you to come. So just stick to repeating, I obey, and focus on making yourself come. I'm giving you permission to come. Come. You don't have to hold back any longer. Just come. Don't hold back. Come. Obey and come. That's it. Come. Come for me. That's it. There you go. Good boy. You submitted. You obeyed. And this is your reward. This is not is what it's like. This is how good it feels to be mine. Be completely under my control. Enjoy it. You've earned it. You've done very well. I'm proud of you. Now, please listen to me carefully. These feelings of submission and obedience, of being under my control, they make you feel so very good. They are my gifts to you. Gifts for us to play with, together. But we're going to stop playing with them for a bit. When we are done playing with things, we clean them up, store them away until it's time to play with them again. I want you to picture a large storage chest in your mind with a big, sturdy lock. And I want you to gather up all of the programming, all of my commands, everything I made you feel, and put it all into that chest. I want you to watch as I close the lid, take out a large, ornate key and lock the chest. I'm locking all of those things away safe and sound, leaving your mind just the way it was before I hypnotized you. You can still remember how good these things made you feel, how much fun it was to play with them, but they will stay locked in the chest until it's time to play again. And when I tell you it's time to play, the chest will open, and all of my wonderful programming will flood your mind again. All of those fantastic feelings will come rushing back, and you will get to submit to me again. You'll get to obey me again. You will get to feel this good again. Until I tell you, playtime's over, then everything will go back in the chest. Do you understand? Good. It's time for you to wake up again, coming back out of the trance on the count of three. Three, come aware of your body again. Two, realize where you are. And one, open your eyes and look at me. Welcome back. How was it? How did you like it, being hypnotized? Still speechless, huh? Told you I had a knack for it. Well, okay, maybe I didn't exactly call it hypnosis. I know I probably should have asked you permission before trancing you, but, well, where's the fun in that? Taking control of you like this, it was so much more exciting than what we did in class. I'm sure you didn't mind it one bit either. You must have wanted me to hypnotize you. After all, you can't hypnotize someone against their will. Well, you certainly can't. But you're fine with it, right? You are fine with it. Everything is fine. Say it. Oh, come on now, don't be that way. I know I took things a bit further than you might feel comfortable with now. But hypnosis can't make you do anything you really don't want to do. At the very least, I would have picked up on it if you tried to resist me. But you didn't. You went along with everything I did so beautifully, my pet. You are such a good boy for me. Look, I realize I shouldn't have made it sexual. I'm sorry, all right? I was going to stick with just seeing if I could make you obey as an experiment. But when I saw you pitch in that massive tent, I got a bit carried away. Okay, a lot carried away, but it was fun, wasn't it? You enjoyed it. I know you did. I thought you might have had a bit of a hypnosis fetish, and it looks like I was right. And well, even if you didn't, I'm pretty sure you do now. Besides, I didn't make you do anything you didn't want to do. Well, apart from the whole obedience and submission thing, but the way you responded so enthusiastically, that was you. Although I will admit I did nudge you a bit. And I did make sure that you acted on your urges instead of holding back, like you always do. I know you've had a crush on me for a little while. And I really like you too. I guess I just got tired of waiting for you to make a move on me. But you know, this is me making the first move. My way. Figured I might as well show you what I had to offer. I hope I didn't ruin things between us. Good. I'm glad. I'm so glad that I don't have to hypnotize you again to fix you. Kiss me? I really should have done this a lot sooner. You know, if you're up for it, we'll be doing this kind of thing more often. The hypnosis thing, I mean. Well, and the kissing, obviously. We're not going to be negotiating about what happens in our sessions, though. I'm going to trance you whenever I want, and I'll make you do whatever I want. But I swear to you, I will only ever make you feel good. I know what you like, and I know what makes you tick. My job to know, or well, know, it's going to be. But if you don't want that kind of relationship, ask me not to, and I promise that I will never hypnotize you again. But I don't think you're going to ask me that. In fact, I think the opposite is more likely. Why don't you look me in the eyes for a moment and tell me? Do you want me to hypnotize you again? Look into my eyes, pet. And sleep. You know, maybe with a couple more sessions, a little more conditioning, one day that's actually going to work. Won't that be fun?